Well, it is, as the name suggests, a bit of a guide to the orchestra. So that takes the form of me introducing instruments from the orchestra and sections of the orchestra, the woodwind, the strings, the percussion, and so on. And perhaps in a rather sort of comic and irreverent way, describing the instruments, how they make up the overall sound of the orchestra, and then perhaps just demonstrating how instruments can influence the sound or the power of the drama or the emotional response that we have to those bits of music.
There's great drama in EastEnders, and the music is just not up to it.
It sounds like a barrow load of cold porridge being wheeled up a plank and dumped into a skip, doesn't it?
So this, it sounds quite analytical, and I suppose it is in some ways, but my shows always are like that, really. I always kind of overanalyze things, so I have a tendency to do that. So it's I suppose the easiest way to describe it is like it's a double act between me and the orchestra, where often the orchestra provide the musical punchlines.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of political comedy at the moment.
No, there doesn't. I think maybe there's just a kind of just a sense of fatigue about it, you know, a genuine sense of utter fatigue with the news and current affairs, and people want escapism, you know, they want comedy that takes them out of themselves, you know, like comedy that's easy and accessible and not without any agenda, or it's not, you know, edgy, or it's not particularly offensive, it's, you know, inclusive and.
Is that Michael McIntyre?
Yeah, that's right. You know, about personal foibles, you know, about just things that just happen to you in your own life. And simple observational comedy, straightforward observational comedy. It's been around for, you know, decades.
All the traditional elements of rural Britain are in place. A pint of Cronenberg, a bowl of nachos, and four teenagers setting fire to a Nissan Micra.
But it's sort of, you know, I think people just crave it. They've had enough of politics. I think people are sick of politicians. They're sick of corruption. They're sick of them. You know, they don't actually want it. It's almost like, you know, they don't even want to know about them. You know, it's like, I know. I don't need to be told that they're corrupt. I don't need any satire to tell me.
You almost can't satire it.
You can't, it's beyond satire. You know, they satirise themselves. They've kind of airbrushed themselves out of people's consciousness. Like, nah, I don't want to know about them. So, you know, people are, I think, are focusing more on their own lives. You know, they're just thinking, oh, this is not really for me. They're focusing on their, you know, that maybe times are a bit harder, so people think about more their own life. You know, world's closed in a bit, so you it's a bit more introverted, and you do start, you know,
isn't that rather bland though in comedic terms?
Well, it may be, I mean, it's, you know, it's not pushing any boundaries at all, you know, and it's, but it's, yeah, I mean, comedy is we always get the comedy that we want, you know, that's it. I mean, if that's what we want, that's what we get.